It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you live tonight from Delaware Academy. This is the second round of the Class D Boys Section 4 Tournament, as it's the seventh seeded and the Tri-Valley champions, the Franklin Purple Devils, on the road here tonight at Delhi. Of course, the Delaware Academy Bulldogs are the two seed here in the Section 4 Class D bracket. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And of course, this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Let's rewind a little bit and talk about how these two teams got here. Number 2, Delhi. They had a first round bye, so they didn't have to play anybody. They automatically advanced to the second round. Franklin was the seventh seed. They had to go up against number 10, Gilbertsville Mount Upton, came right down to the buzzer, and Franklin winning that game 46-43. But you could certainly make an argument right now that Franklin is one of the hottest teams in this bracket, of course, working their way through the newly set up Tri-Valley tournament, knocking off top-seeded Lawrence there by 15 points last Saturday up at Hartwick College in a game we had right here on CDO. Then, no real break before they had to turn right around on Tuesday and play Gilbertsville Mount Upton at home. They take care of business there. They come in here, and I think if you're any coach, you didn't want to see Franklin at this time, but that's what Delhi has to do here tonight if they want to advance to the semifinals. If you're Delhi, this is the same round you lost in last year to Southern Cayuga, so you didn't advance even when you had a game on your home floor. So I think some of those demons are what Delaware Academy is looking to fight with here tonight and get past. They had a great season in the MAC. Of course, they come in with an overall record of 16-3. They've just had a fantastic year, and Franklin comes in at 12-4. But it all starts and ends, I think, with Connor Gioffi and with Nate Kraft here for this Delhi club. Gioffi, a senior, does not want to go out here on his home floor, and I'm sure he's going to give it everything here tonight. On the other side for Franklin, again, a very balanced team. Of course, a guy like Derek Beers put up 37 points in the Tri-Valley Championship, but on any given night, guys like Joe Cerro, as well as Turner Thies, Max Carey, Carson Dutcher, they can all do it. So this is a team that is very balanced. It's not just the Derek Beers show. So it's set to be a great one here tonight. Again, I think it's one of those games where you can flip a coin. That's why we decided to be here, because this Class D boys bracket is certainly a fun one. We have some halftime scores to pass along, because some games did start at 6 o'clock tonight. The South Courtright boys, they're the number one seed, going up against 8th seeded Jefferson. South Courtright was up 30-24 at the halftime break. Stamford, the 3 seed in this bracket, was taking on number 6, Deposit, out of the MAC, and Stamford was ahead 28-20 at the break. The other games tonight, of course, are Edmiston and Lawrence. That is a 4 seed taking on a 12 seed. Lawrence the 4, Edmiston the 12. So we'll keep an eye on that, of course, in this Franklin-Delhi game. Some other boys' games tonight that we will keep you updated on. Of course, the Sydney boys are the 5 seed. They are at number 4, Trumansburg. Green is the 3 seed. They're at home against Watkins Glen. Unadilla Valley is the 7 seed. They are out on the road at number 2, Moravia. So we'll be getting you all those scores here tonight, and it should be a great night between Class C and Class D basketball. We'll take a quick break. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the Tri-Valley League, the Franklin Purple Devils, the champions of that league, going up against MAC powerhouse Delhi, the number 2 seed, looking to punch their tickets to Suco and to get to the Section 4 Class D semifinals. Again, a great battle here tonight. A lot of good teams left in the D bracket. It's going to be a fun next week and a half here as these teams try to battle it out to see who will represent Section 4 Class D at the state tournament. Again, we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back. It's live Tri-County basketball tonight here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, as we get you set for the starting lineup here tonight between Franklin and Delhi. It's the second round of the Class D Boys Sectional Tournament here. And welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. First for Franklin, coming in with a record of 12-4, Joe Sarrow wearing number 3. He's a sophomore. Senior number 10, Derek Beers. Also a senior number 14, Max Carey. A senior number 24, Turner Thies. And a freshman number 32, Carson Dutcher, for head coach Daryl Beers. On the other side for Delhi and head coach Warren Kelly, they will start with number 5, a senior Justin Simons. A junior number 10, Ben Brannigan. A senior number 22, Connor Gioppi. A sophomore, number 24, Nate Kraft, and, of course, a senior, number 33, Cody Brewster. So this is a great matchup here tonight. Here are some initial thoughts going in. I think if you're Franklin, you have to get through this first quarter, because from what we've seen from Delhi in the MAC so far this year, they are going to be in your face, right up in your grill, playing great man-to-man defense. They're going to try to force turnovers. So I think if you're Franklin, you got to try to get through this first quarter and kind of weather the storm and try to take the crowd out of it a little bit and keep it close. If you're Delhi, I think you have to be very, very careful with some of these hot, streaky Franklin shooters. They are a good team that's able to get to the bucket and shoot outside. So going to be a ton of fun here tonight as we get ready for Franklin and Delhi. The opening tip is won by Franklin as they go left to right. They are on the road. Purple uniforms as it's stolen now by Cody Brewster. He's off down the floor, and Derek Beers with a huge swat out of bounds. What a way to start this game. Franklin's in the purple uniforms with the gold trim and the white trim as well. Says Franklin Central across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the all whites with the maroon trim. Says Bulldogs in maroon lettering across the front of the chest. They get the ball in, and a quick shot is no good there for Ben Brannigan, and now Franklin will come down. So we have the opening tip, a steal, and then a huge block by Derek Beers. And here it is, that signature man-to-man. And now another steal here for Delhi. Brannigan down the right side of the floor. Dumps one off for Max Hulbert. His layup is no good. A rebound goes up, swatted out of bounds. And now it'll stay in. They go down low for Nate Kraft, up and in. And Nate Kraft puts home the first bucket of the night. And Delhi leads 2-0. Franklin brings it up the floor. Again, they have to be aware of this pressure that Delhi is going to bring as they are right in your face. The thing is, does Delhi have the depth to do that here tonight? Here is Beers to the left side, and he's fouled. 7:09 to go in the first quarter. It's the Delhi boys leading Franklin 2-0. We have our first foul of the evening, and this one is going to be on Connor Gioffi, his first, team's first. And, boy, that's a big one if you're Delhi. Gioffi, your leader, you cannot get him in foul trouble. Can't afford it if you're Delhi. So Franklin gets the ball in, going left to right. They have the ball in front of the Delhi bench. Kraft is trying to guard Derek Beers. Beers with a pull-up jumper. Can't get it to go. A rebound for Gioffi. And Gioffi down the floor to the right side. Outside the three-point line, Gioffi stops, stumbled a little bit. Now passes across for Max Hulbert. Into the paint. Floater is good. Max Hulbert, his first 2 points of the night. And Franklin brings it up the floor with Derek Beers. Passes to the right side for Turner Thies. Dribbles through a trap, and now for Joe Cerro, left side. Cerro for Max Carey. Step back three. Got it. Max Carey gets Franklin on the board, and it's 4-3 with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Franklin sitting in the 2-3 zone. As expected here, they've done this for most of the playoff run. To the left side as Delhi goes right to left. They have it on the left wing in the corner. Boy, the fans are really into it on both sides as we have a packed gymnasium tonight at Delaware Academy. And here is Delhi working it again across to the right side. Cody Brewster for three. Got it. Cody Brewster from downtown. And if he gets hot, folks, he can nail him. He hit 7 in a game earlier this year against Unitico. And it's Delhi 7, Franklin 3. And the left side for Joe Cerro downtown. No good. Max Carey a rebound. He's going to try to go straight up, and it's going to be a jump ball. The possession arrow is going to give it back to the Delhi Bulldogs. Good rebound there by Carey. And as he tried to go straight up, he got denied. Nice job there by Gioffi and Brannigan to tie him up. So it's Delhi 7, Franklin 3 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. And Brannigan brings it up the floor for Delhi going right to left. 2-3 zone for Franklin. Right side for Hulbert as they work it around the top of the arch. Bounce pass for Cody Brewster. Now they go down low for Gioffi. Up and under and in. Reverse layup for Connor Gioffi. He puts it home. And it's Delhi 9, Franklin 3. 5:25 to go, first quarter. Again, Franklin trying to weather the storm here in the opening frame. Chance of defense from the very packed Delhi student section on the far side. They try to go down low for Beers. Beers trying to say that he was held there. Couldn't do it. And Franklin's going to take a timeout. With 5:18 to go in the first quarter, ball out of bounds, so it goes back to Delhi. It's Delhi 9, Franklin 3. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Quality Woods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:10 to go in the first quarter. Delhi with the ball, leading 9-3 over Franklin. Brewster for three, right side, and it rattles out. A rebound for Beers, and that might be the break that Franklin needs as they bring it up the floor in the second round of this sectional tournament. Right side for Max Carey as Franklin goes left to right. They reverse it looking for Joe Cerro. In your face, man-to-man. They're pretty much double-teaming Derek Beers between Nate Kraft and then whoever else can come over to help. So the ball swatted out of bounds and will stay with Franklin as they will inbound on the baseline all the way on the far side of the floor. That's the left wing as Franklin goes left to right. They get it in. They find Beers on the baseline. He kicks it off for Carson Dutcher, who's stripped, gets it back, kicks it out. Now Turner Thies gets into the paint, throws one up, and he is fouled. They're going to say it's a block. Delhi fans wanted to travel. I think they had a case for it. But instead, this is the second team foul here on Delhi, and it's going to be the first on Nate Kraft. So 4:42 to go in the first quarter, and they're going to say it's a shooting foul. So Turner Thies goes to the line. If you're Franklin, I think this is good. You try to take some of this momentum away from Delhi by getting to the line. First one is good for Turner Thies. And he makes the first one. Second one coming here for Thies. And this one is up and good. Clutch free throw shooting there, even though it's early, and it's 9-5. Delhi on top of Franklin. 4:40 to go, first quarter. And here is Ben Brannigan for three, right side, no good. A great rebound there from Turner Thies, and he'll bring it up the floor against the pressure here of Delhi. Thies going left to right, finding Joe Cerro. Cerro, a nice little crossover back to the left wing side as they go down low for Beers. Again, he's double-teamed, and into the corner they go. Beers kicks it back across for Max Carey. Dribble drive into the paint. Carson Dutcher up and can't get it to go. Ball almost out of bounds. No, it's kept in, and Delhi comes away. Dutcher misses the chippy there, and Delhi back down the floor. We're halfway through the first quarter, and it's Delhi 9, Franklin 5. Top of the key, 25 on the shot clock here for Delhi as the Franklin 2-3 zone settles in on defense. My question is, can Delhi keep the frantic pace on defense where they are just in your face the entire time? Brannigan stops, pops, no good. Rebound, and this one is going to be on Delhi. And let's see, is this going to be on Nate Kraft? Yes, it is. That's the third team foul against Delhi, and Kraft, his second. And it seems like every time we see Nate Kraft in a big-time game, he somehow has two fouls early on him, and it seems to really hurt Delhi. As now Kraft is going to have to go to the bench, and checking in will be Connor Akins. With 3:45 to go in this first quarter, it's 9-5, and so now one of the big guys out for Delhi with two fouls. Turner Thies brings it up the floor for Franklin with 3:40 to go in this first frame. And Delhi trying to get a little half-court trap there. Franklin gets around it. Max Carey steps in. 15-footer. Too hard. No good. Gioffi a rebound. And Gioffi lost the handle. Franklin with a steal for Dutcher. And Dutcher kicks it out for Max Carey. And Franklin will settle back into the offense. Now for Joe Cerro on the left side for three. Too hard off the back rim. Cerro tracks it down. Following his shot, gets his own rebound. Carey for a straightaway three. No good. Rebound Delhi. 3:10 to go first quarter. It's still Delhi 5. Franklin 5. So Delhi with the ball, but they're going to throw it away into the backcourt. Brannigan will chase it down. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Franklin. 2:59 to go in the first quarter. A little bit of a frantic pace here. And both teams, again, just trying to settle in. This huge crowd, I think all the adrenaline has got both teams a little rattled in this first quarter. Good defense by both sides, though, as well. Franklin going left to right. They have the ball. Cerro now for Max Carey directly in front of the Delhi bench. Nate Kraft is on the bench with two fouls already for Delhi. Now they find Beers. Left side three. Got it. Derek Beers from downtown. His first basket of the night, and it's 9-8. Delhi ahead with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Delhi going right to left. Here's Brannigan shouting out some signals. Passes to the far side here for Connor Akins. Akins back for Brannigan. Brannigan finds Gioffi, who's been quiet in the first quarter. Lost the handle out of bounds. Wanted a foul. Won't get it. And the ball will go back to Franklin. Carson Dutcher comes out. Tyler Gregory, another freshman, comes in for Franklin. And Delhi is going to take a timeout. With 2:20 to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi 9, Franklin 8. We got a showdown here, folks. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:20 to go in the first quarter, live from Delaware Academy. Boys Class D sectional second round. It's second-seeded Delhi 9 and seventh-seeded Franklin 8. So a close one to start. And Franklin with the ball. They'll throw it away, though, as Beers tried to go cross-court there for Joe Cerro through his fingertips and out of bounds. And the ball back to Delhi. And Gioffi will control and bring it up the floor. Quickly gets it into the hands of the point guard, Ben Brannigan, the junior. He finds Max Hulbert into the corner now for Brewster from downtown. Got it. Cody Brewster, his second three-pointer of the night, and he's got six. Now Franklin coming ahead. They get behind the defense, and Max Carey puts it in. And he's got five, and it's a two-point game, 12-10. Good transition moves there by Franklin, and now a steal as Beers took it away from Gioppi. Down the left side, bounce pass for Joe Cerro, and Franklin trying to tie this game up. They go to Turner Thies, but again, through his fingertips, and the ball out of bounds, so back to Delheim. Maybe there's some of those nerves again. 1:35 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 12, Franklin 10. Just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard, folks. We'll take that at our next break and get you updated on some of those Class C games that are happening tonight. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. 12-10 is the score. They bounce pass to Bruce. They're on the right side. Baseline no good. Turner Thies is right there to scoop it up. And a bounce pass for Joe Cerro. Ahead now for Tyler Gregory. He got tied up with Brannigan. Ball out of bounds, and they will call a foul here on Brannigan. So that's going to be the fourth team foul against Delhi. There's none on Franklin, and the first foul on Brannigan. Rich Kraft is going to check into the game for Delhi. Come in for Justin Simons. Colin Campbell in for Franklin. And Joe Cerro is going to go to the bench to get a quick breather for Franklin. So the Purple Devils with the ball going left to right. They trail 12-10 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Max Carey with the ball. Goes for a pick for Tyler Gregory and into the corner on the left side. Max Carey picks it up, finds Turner Thies all alone for three in the corner, and he got it. Turner Thies with 5 points, and Franklin takes a 13-12 lead with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Delhi brings the ball up the floor going right to left. 2-3 zone still for Franklin. Here is Brannigan. Left side for Hulbert. Hulbert into the corner now looking for Akins. Back for Hulbert. Dribble drive. Kicked it back out for Brannigan. He didn't pull the trigger on the three. Shot clock coming up to 10. Brannigan to the right side. Looking for options. Back for Hulbert. Dribble drive. It's partially blocked. He gets it back. Throws it up. Can't get it to go. And the rebound comes to Turner Thies. For Franklin with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Franklin leading 13-12. Thies picked up his dribble in a tough spot but gets it to Beers. Beers with 15 on the game clock, gets through traffic, and he's fouled. Let's see who this one is on. And the Delhi coaching staff is not pleased with the call so far on this one. That's going to be the fifth team foul in the first quarter here on Delhi. And the first foul on Delhi's Rich Kraft. It's going to send Beers to the line. And again, no team fouls against Franklin so far. Beers to the line, and it's good. Derek Beers, he's got 4 points now. So it's Thies with 5, Carey with 5, Beers with 4. The lead, Franklin, and another one for Beers. He's got 5. And Franklin leads 15-12. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Right side for Brannigan, through traffic. His jumper no good, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Franklin with 6 seconds left. So can the Purple Devils get a shot off to end the first quarter here? Turner Thies with the ball. He gets it into Beers. Beers, let's see if he can throw one up from half court. He's done it all season long. Gets there, throws one up, and they'll say he traveled before he could get through the double team. He tried to squeeze his way through the sandwich there, but couldn't do it. Folks, it's standing room only here at Delhi. I'm looking down from my little perch, and there is nowhere to go for these fans. It's packed. So Delhi gets it in. A shot at the buzzer by Hulbert just falls short. It nicked the rim, but it wouldn't go down. End of the first. It's 15-12. Franklin is on top of Delhi. It's going to be a whale of a ball game, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 15-12 the score. Franklin boys leading Delhi. Let's get you some out-of-town scores. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. The Sydney boys are at Trumansburg. They're losing 17-8. And it's 45-45 between Stanford and Deposit with 35 seconds left. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Boy, a lot of good games. And the UV boys as well on the road are losing 21-9 at Moravia. And it looks like that Stanford Deposit game is going to go to overtime. So we'll keep you updated on all those. But right back to the action here between Franklin and Delhi. Franklin with the ball going left to right. Here's Max Carey at the top of the key. All starting five is back in for the Purple Devils. Carey goes up. Wild shot there. And it hit the top of the backboard off the rim and out of play. So the ball back to Delhi. So it's Franklin 15, Delhi 12. So we start the second quarter. Five fouls as a team on Delhi and none on Franklin here in the first half. We'll keep an eye on that too. Delhi in the home white with the maroon trim going right to left. They go down low for Gioffi through his fingertips, stolen away by Beers of Franklin. Beers down the left side of the floor, gets into the paint, dribble, drive off the glass and in. Derek Beers making it look easy, and he's got seven. And Franklin has a 17-12 lead, and Delhi and head coach Warren Kelly, they want a timeout. 7:13 to go, second quarter. It's Franklin 17, deposit 12. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out-of-town score update, folks. Sydney boys trailing 25-11 on the road at Trumansburg at the end of the first quarter in Class C. Just want to get you updated on that. Back underway here, the ball out of bounds as Delhi had it. A shot there by Nate Kraft, who's going to play with two fouls here. Went up over the backboard and out of bounds. So the ball goes back to Franklin. And Delhi is going to come with a little pressure here, full court. But Franklin's able to get it right to half court and kind of dissolve that pressure as they go left to right. 6:50 to go in the second quarter. It is 17-12. Franklin on top. Joe Cerro with the ball. Right side for Turner Thies. Thies is outside the three-point arch. Now for Max Carey. Back to the top of the key for Cerro. Still man-to-man as Beers has got it to the left side. Back out for Carey. Carey, dribble drive, kick out for Cerro for three. The lefty downtown is good. Joe Cerro, his first bucket of the night, and it's Franklin 20, Delhi 12. Cody Brewster back the other way, right side three, no good. Kraft can't come up with a rebound as it was knocked out of there by Franklin's Max Carey, and the Purple Devils bring it up the floor to the top of the key. Down low for Carson Dutcher, back out Max Carey for three. It died on the back rim, no good, and now a foul on Turner Thies. Over the back for Franklin. That's their first foul in the whole first half here as a team, and the first one on Turner Thies. So Nate Kraft is in the game playing with two fouls for Delhi. He's got to be careful. He cannot afford a third. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Franklin on top, 20-12 on the road against Delhi. Here's Gioffi, a pull-up jumper. He got it. And Gioffi now with 4 points. Left side, he was all alone and put it home from about 15 feet. 6-point lead for Franklin, 20-14 with 5:45 to go, second quarter. Franklin going left to right. Carson Dutcher tops the 3-point arch. Gets it back into the hands of a guard. Turner Thies, little 360 spin move down low, and he's fouled by, guess who, Nate Kraft. And that's going to be the third one on Kraft. He was going for the block. It looked like he was going to get it cleanly, but the body of Turner Thies went right into him at the last minute, and they call that one on Kraft, and he has three. And Turner Thies to the line for Franklin. And Thies cannot get it to go off the back rim. And so checking back in will be Connor Akins. And Kraft is going to have to go to the bench. Delhi was rolling the dice a little bit there playing him, but I don't think they had a choice either. And he picks up his third. Thies cannot make him pay at the line as he misses both. And Delhi with a rebound. Connor Gioffi sprints up the floor. To the right side, down low for Akins, and the pass had too much zip on it, through his hands and out of play, back to Franklin. So the Purple Devils with a 6-point lead, 20-14, with 5.5 to go before the halftime break. Purple Devils going up the floor now as they cross the big Bulldogs logo at half court. They get the ball into the hands of sophomore guard Joe Cerro. Now for Max Carey. Carrier wants a dribble drive. He's forced to the outside. Good defense there by Delhi. Gioffi is on Turner Thies. Now back up for Max Carey. 15 on the shot clock for the Purple Devils. As again, it's a pretty much a double team on Beers, but now a steal by Gioffi down the floor, up and in. Breakaway layup for Gioffi, and he's got six, and it's a four-point game. Franklin 20, Delhi 16 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. There's that pressure defense paying off. Franklin gets it to the high post with Beers up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Couldn't get his own rebound. And the ball goes out of bounds and back to Delhi. Franklin faithful wanted a foul there. Don't get it. And back up the floor comes Delhi. So they are chipping away. They were down eight. They've cut it to four. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. It is Franklin 20, Delhi 16. The boys' second round Class D sectional tournament. Here in section four, to the right side for Akins. Back for Brannigan. Thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Top of the three-point arch. Finds Gioffi. High post. Dribble drive off the glass. No good. And Beers skies for a rebound. Trying to keep it away from the guards. He'll try to dribble out of trouble, and he will. Up the right side of the floor. He lost control, and Delhi steals it back. Ahead for Akins. Off the glass. Can't get it to go. And Dutcher is there to clean up the mess for Franklin. Dutcher trying to get out of trouble, and he's fouled. 4:03 to go in the second quarter. And another foul here on Delhi. That's going to be their seventh team foul in the first half. And this is going to send Carson Dutcher to the line. And let's see who that foul is on here for Delhi. And Warren Kelly is going to lose his mind here, I think. Delhi head coach. I don't blame him. That's the second foul on Brannigan. And when you look at the board, you know, I don't care who you're cheering for. It's seven fouls for Delhi, one for Franklin. That's a tough way to look at it. Dutcher cannot make the front end of the one and one. And Delhi back up the floor. Going right to left, they trail by 4:20-16. Down low for Gioffi. Kicks one into the corner. Baseline drive for Delhi. They get it loose in the paint, but it's stolen away here by Franklin. Back out of bounds. Last touch by Justin Simons, they say, of Delhi. And Franklin will get the ball back. Max Hulbert will check in for Delhi. And Connor Akins will go to the bench. Connor Akins, a freshman here, standing 6 foot tall, has been seeing some big minutes with some of the Delhi big guys in trouble. Franklin brings it up the floor. Again, Delhi coming with the pressure. And here is Turner Thies. Gets it back for Beers all the way to the hoop, and he throws it down. A dunk for Derek Beers, and he puts it home. He's got nine. Great job there by Franklin. Back the other way for Delhi. No good. A rebound for Beers. Ball is loose on the floor. A jump ball is going to keep it with Delhi with 3:25 to go. Boy, Beers just got through the paint there and then threw it down with the right hand. And it's 22-16. Franklin ahead with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Delhi with the ball. Again, Beers brought down that rebound, and then he got tied up. Good job by Delhi to jump on the floor. And the possession arrow keeps it with the Bulldogs. So Brewster will look to throw it in here. And he does. Gets it down low, but nobody there as Justin Simons tried a little give and go right back to Brewster, who wasn't even in bounds yet. It rolls out of play and back to Franklin. So we've seen a lot of streaks here back and forth by both teams with the momentum. And right now it appears that Franklin has it as Delhi takes a timeout. 3:22 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 22, Delhi 16. We'll be right back on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Franklin with the ball. And here's Carson Dutcher for a layup, and he's fouled. Carson Dutcher brought it down low out of the timeout. They got it to him on the right baseline, and the freshman went up, and he was fouled, and he got the shot to go, and he'll head to the line, and Franklin leads 24-16 now with 3:08 to go in the second. And Dutcher is going to try for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he can't get it to go. Rebound, though, comes right back to Franklin and Max Carey. Carey, though, lost the ball. Gioffi going after it here. Can't keep it, and it rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Franklin. Got to give all the credit there to Gioffi. He got the steal and then started to trip as he tried to save it from going out of bounds but couldn't do it. So 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 24 and Delhi 16. Franklin the 7 seed, Delhi the 2. Turner Thies up the floor to the right side. Little crossover move. Gets into the offensive end of the floor. Here is Cerro. Cerro lost control of it. Ball is loose. Comes to Carson Dutcher, and he can't control it. Delhi with a steal with Brannigan. Brannigan up the center of the floor. Down low for Gioffi off the glass. The kiss is too hard. Rebound for Hulbert. Back out to Brannigan, and the foul shot is no good. As he shot that one from the foul line, didn't have enough mustard on it, and the rebound went right to Beers. And head coach Darryl Beers telling his son to slow it down as they bring it up the floor. They want a good possession here as they lead 24-16 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Turner Thies down low for Derek Beers at the right low block. Goes up, partially blocked. And the ball goes into the hands of Delhi as they bring it back up the floor. I think Beers just lost control of it as he brought that one up towards the rim. Back the other way, Max Hulbert for three. No good. Rebound for Brannigan, and the smallest guy on the court picks up the rebound for Delhi. Back for Hulbert. Dribble drive and the floater, no good. Brewster the rebound. He throws it up and it's in. Cody Brewster having a good night here. He's got 8 points for Delhi, and it's Franklin 24. Delhi 18 with a minute 45 to go, second quarter. Turner Thies for three on the left side. He got it. Thies from downtown, and he's got eight. And it's 27-18, Franklin ahead. Here's Gioffi into the paint, takes it to the bucket, and he's fouled with a minute 35 to go before the halftime break. And this one, we'll see who it's on. It's going to be the second team foul against Franklin, and they'll call this one on Carson Dutcher, his first, team second. And Gioffi to the line with his team trailing 27-18 here on their home floor against Franklin. Gioffi, the first one is good. Gioffi's got seven. And Gioffi back to the line to shoot his second one with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. 27-19 the score. Delhi, the two seed, trailing, and he makes the second one. So Gioffi's got eight. Brewster's got eight for Delhi. It's a seven-point lead for Franklin with a minute 30 to go here in the second quarter. Turner Thies brings it up the floor going left to right. Thies in front of the Delhi bench. Lost his dribble. Had to pick it up. Gioffi is draped all over him like a curtain. And Turner Thies will have to call a timeout here. Minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Franklin bails him out with a timeout. We'll take a break. It's 27-20. Franklin on top of Delhi here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
A minute 20 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-20. Franklin boys on top of Delhi. Here is Turner Thies on the left side. Thies, a dribble drive into the paint, looking for Tyler Gregory. Gets it to him and back out to Max Carey. Delhi has not switched up from this man-to-man. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Let's see if Franklin is aware. It doesn't matter because it's a steal by Delhi. Ahead for Gioffi. Right side off the glass, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he is fouled on the play by Max Carey. This will be his first foul and the team's third with 57 seconds to go. second quarter. He was shooting, so Gioppi will go to the line. Again, a seven-point hole right now for the Bulldogs on their home floor here at Delaware Academy. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Gioppi makes the first one, and he's got nine. Also, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Gioppi, the second one is good. So Gioppi now with 10. He's into double figures, and it's 27-22, 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Franklin trying to hold on to get into the locker room here with the lead. Cerro going left to right, left wing side here for Max Carey. He's double teamed, but works the ball across to the right side for Thies. Thies holding on to it back for Cerro on the right side. Spin move for Carey. Shot clock at 15. And here is Carey, dribble drive. Can't get the little Dr. J finger roll to go, and here comes Delhi up the floor. Gioppi, left side to the hoop, can't get it to go, rebound, loose on the floor, Homer comes up with it, blocked by Franklin's Tyler Gregory, and Franklin is off and running. Here's Max Carey, the layup, no good, tries again, and it's blocked by Brannigan. Frantic as up the floor goes Brannigan, and he'll dribble drive it out for Homer to the foul line, spots up, no good, rebound loose on the floor with 5 seconds left. Here's Brewster for three, and he gets it to go. Cody Brewster's got 11. Here's a half-court shot at the buzzer for Franklin. It's no good. And Franklin leads 27-25 at the break. What a shot there by Cody Brewster on the left side for three. It hit the rim twice. Looked like it was going to fall out. And then it went through the bottom of the bucket. Really getting Delhi back into this game. So it's Franklin 27, Delhi 25 at the halftime break. Unbelievable action here in the first half. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, it's Franklin 27, Delhi 25. Boys, second round Class D sectionals here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Marabito. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all of your financial needs. Visit any one of our offices and join our internet banking services at dnbd.net and use our mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. DNBD, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back live from Delaware Academy. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Our halftime score, the seventh-seeded Franklin Purple Devils leading second-seeded Delhi 27-25. A great first half here between these two teams, the MAC versus the Tri-Valley tonight. And now it's time for a Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Delhi, 10 points for Connor Gioppi in the first half. That is almost a team high because Cody Brewster has 11. Brewster with the game high, 11 as of the halftime break here. Gioppi with 10 and Max Holbert with 2 and Nate Kraft with 2. Of course, Kraft is in big-time foul trouble. He's got 3 for Delhi and played very sparingly in the first half. Franklin on the other side is led by 9 points from Derek Beers, 8 from Turner Thies, 5 from Max Carey, and 3 from Joe Serro and 2 from Carson Dutcher. So Franklin had a very nice lead, 27-20, with about a minute and a half or 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Nice little run by Delhi, though, to kind of close the gap, including a Cody Brewster three-pointer, his third of the opening half, cut it down to a two-point game. And it's kind of what we predicted in our pregame show here tonight, is that Delhi was going to come out, play in-your-face defense, be right up in your grill. I thought Franklin handled it pretty well. They were able to get through. Of course, you're going to end up with a couple of mistakes and steals like that, and I thought Delhi really capitalized on those. But for the most part, I thought Franklin handled it pretty well. To be in a hostile environment like this and be up by 2 at halftime, you have to be pretty happy if you're a Franklin fan. My wonder is, and we've seen this happen to Delhi a couple of times this year, if Kraft gets in foul trouble, they aren't exactly deep on the bench. They can bring in a couple of different guys, but if you're going to play that in-your-face defense, it's going to take a lot out of your guys. So I'm interested to see late third quarter and into the fourth quarter how that handles up. Franklin isn't necessarily deep either. I'd say both teams can bring in 2 or 3 guys on each side. So really going to be interesting to see, you know, who's in better shape this time of the year and maybe who can hang on in a game like this, which has really turned into a track meet at times with the ball going up and down the floor. It's been a lot of fun to watch. So I thought Gioppi, the leader for Delhi, got off to a little bit of a slow start, but he did a nice job in the second quarter getting to the basket, getting fouled, and making some shots at the line, which really helped Delhi kind of turn the momentum back in their favor. The other side for Franklin, I just thought they got some great opening efforts from Carey and from Turner Thies, because Derek Beers has been double, triple teamed at times, but when he has gotten the ball, he's been effective. He nailed a 3 on the left side early in the contest, and he's been able to get to the hoop as well, including a nice dunk in transition as he got into the paint and threw one down. I thought that was excellent for him. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, it's 7th-seeded Franklin leading 2nd-seeded Delhi 27-25 at the halftime break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the live Tri-County Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538.
Or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Wise Guys Pizza of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Wise Guys Pizza is located at 226 Main Street in downtown Franklin, now offering delivery, dine-in, and daily takeout specials. Don't forget the Wednesday $20 family deal, one large cheese pie, one dozen wings, and a large house salad for only $20. Tax not included and carry out only. Wise Guys Pizza wishes the best of luck to the Franklin Purple Devils this basketball season. Stop by for a slice after the game. Call 829-5566. That's 829-5566 for Wise Guys Pizza on Main Street in downtown Franklin.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Delhi sports, canoe regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. The Franklin boys leading Delhi here on the road, 27-25 at the halftime break. Let's get you some out-of-town scores here real quick. The Sydney boys are losing on the road at Trumansburg, 41-22. Trumansburg is the 4 seed, Sydney the 5 seed. So the Warriors are going to have to go into the halftime break and try to figure that out. The Moravia boys are on top of Unadilla Valley, 36-19 at the break, and I'm told that Moravia hit all three-pointers in the second quarter, including five in a row to start off the quarter. So Moravia, very, very good, and they have a 36-19 lead over UV at the break. South Courtright boys defeating Jefferson, 67-53, so top-seeded SK moves on in the bracket. And the Stamford boys have survived deposit in double overtime to move on. The three-seed Stamford wins 57-55. So a heck of a game there tonight up the road in Stamford for the Indians. It's 27-25 here. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this basketball season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we start the third quarter here in Delhi. Franklin will have the ball, and they lead 27-25 to start this third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. So Franklin brings it up the floor as they go right to left. They're in the purple uniforms with the white and the gold trim. Delhi is in the all-whites with the maroon trim here tonight. And still man-to-man for Delhi. Derek Beers at the top of the key, right side now for Max Carey. For Turner East with five on the shot clock, he gets into the paint, kicks it out for Carey. Let's see, Franklin doesn't know, but a steal for Delhi and ahead for Gioffi, and he goes up and the layup is good. And Gioffi ties this game up, and he's got 12. 27-27 is the score, and Beers will bring it back up the floor. Beers going right to left here for Franklin. To the left side for Max Carey. Dribble drive goes up over off the bank of Nate Kraft. And it's good. So Max Carey with 7 points. He went right at Nate Kraft and lofted it up over him off the glass and in. Franklin 29. And Delhi 27 with 6:50 to go. Third quarter. Spot up jumper is no good for Brannigan. Rebound for Franklin. And up the floor comes Turner Thies. Deese to the right side. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Keeps it to the right side. Back up for Joe Serrell. Franklin with the ball into the corner now for Deese. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Beers directly in front of the Franklin bench. And to the right side. Beers is at the top of the key. He lost it. Picked up by Delhi and ahead for Brewster. Brewster with the layup and it's good. Cody Brewster's got 13 and Franklin takes a timeout. We're tied at 29. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And a Delhi steal as Franklin tries to get it in out of the timeout. We're back. Here's Gioffi down the floor, and this one rattles out, went all the way around the world before popping free. Franklin with a rebound, and we're tied 29-29. With 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight, live on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Here's Turner Thies to the rack, up and in. A little finger roll, and he got the touch-up on the rim, and it's 31-29. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Here is Brannigan at the top of the key, right side for Hulbert. Hulbert back for Brannigan. Little penetration to the left side, pulls it back out now for Gioffi. Deep three, that's NBA range, and he got it. Gioffi from downtown, he's got 15, and Delhi reclaims the lead, 32-31, with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Franklin with the ball going right to left. They find Max Carey. He wants a deep three. Can't get it to go. Beers the rebound, and it's in. Beers is into double figures. He's got 11, and Franklin leads 33-32 with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Bounce pass down low. They try to go to Nate Kraft, and it's stolen away by Beers. Beers up the floor, going right to left. He's on the left wing for Franklin. Gets in, penetrates, and a blocking foul here on Gioffi as those two went hip to hip. Gioffi was trying to set the feet there to take a charge. It won't happen, though, and this is going to be the second team foul on Delhi in the third quarter and the second one on Gioffi. So Nate Kraft is going to come out of the game here. He's got three. Didn't pick one up there, but I think Warren Kelly just trying to protect him here. Gioffi's going to come out as well with his second. So 4:57 to go, third quarter, and now maybe with Kraft and Gioffi on the bench, is this an opportunity for Franklin to maybe exploit some of these guys that are coming off the bench for Delhi? We will see. Everybody's played really well, whether they're a starter or a substitute tonight for both sides. And now a steal by Delhi. They bring it up the floor with Max Hulbert as Delhi goes left to right. Hulbert into the corner now, skips across the top of the zone for Brewster for three off the back rim, no good. Rebound for Franklin and Carson Dutcher. Ahead for Joe Sterrell. He crosses the Bulldog logo at half court. Right side for Turner Thies. Thies outside the three-point line, now finding Sterrell. Skips it across for Max Carey. Carey outside the three-point arch, gets to the baseline and had nowhere to go. And we'll see, there's going to be a foul on the play, and this one will be on Franklin, their first of the second half. This one on Carson Dutcher. So it was my mistake. That was the first team foul on Delhi back when Gioffi got his. So it's one apiece for both sides. The second one of the evening personally on Carson Dutcher. Franklin 33, Delhi 32 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. And here is Max Hulbert into the left side corner now for Brewster. At the left low block, tosses it back up top, and they'll reset the offense. Franklin sitting in the 2-3 zone. And to the right side. Now for Connor Akins. Back for Ben Brannigan. And let's see. Going to be a foul away from the ball, I believe. Who are they going to call this one on? I believe it's going to be on Beers. Yes, it is. For a push-off down low. And so that will be the second team foul on Delhi. And the first on Beers for the evening. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Franklin, a one-point lead, 33-32. It's a great game here tonight, folks. Do not turn the radio dial. Gioffi with the ball at the top of the key. Gioffi has a fresh shot clock here, and he's going to use it. Left side for Quinn McKeegan, who's into the game. Back for Gioffi, 20-footer, too hard, and a rebound for Beers. And Beers will walk it up the floor now. Beers to the right side. Takes a little contact there. Franklin fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. Into the corner. Joe Sterrell, the lefty for three. Splash. Joe Sterrell from downtown. His second three-pointer of the game. And Franklin leads 36-32 with 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Outside the three-point line for Gioffi. Delhi going left to right. Justin Simons passes for Gioppi in the paint, and it's blocked out of bounds, but will stay with the Bulldogs. Gioppi wanted a foul. He won't get it. Delhi goes back to the bench. Nate Kraft comes back in, as well as Connor Akins. Brewster goes to the bench, as well as Quinn McKeegan. So again, 3:17 to go, third quarter. It's 37-32. Delhi gets it in, down low, and the pass there from Justin Simons. He tried a little backdoor, no look, and it's intercepted by Franklin. Max Carey up the floor, safely into the hands of Turner Thies. Now for Joe Cerro at the top of the key. Cerro back for Thies. Closely guarded in the man-to-man here by Gioppi. That has been a good matchup tonight on the man-on-man. Beers has been on Kraft and vice versa. They try to go down low to Beers. They get him in the paint, and he's fouled before he could get the shot off, and I believe that's going to be on Brannigan, who was trying to close for the double team, and he was fouled. So this is going to be the third team foul on Delhi in the second half. With 2:49 to go in this third quarter, Franklin leads 36-32. Not a shooting foul, and I believe, yes, that one will be on Brannigan. So his third foul on Ben Brannigan. He's going to have to be careful now for Delhi. And into the corner for Turner Thies for three. No good. And Kraft with a big rebound there and a great box out over Carson Dutcher. Delhi trailing by four. They go to Max Hulbert. The floater is good. Max Hulbert with 4 points. And it's back to a two-point ball game, 36-34. Beers gets it and brings it up the floor to the right side. He trips, but somehow got the ball to Max Carey, but he couldn't hold on to the hot potato. And the ball bounces out of bounds. Innocent play there as Beers just caught an edge on the floor and tripped. And now Delhi gets the ball back. 2.5 to go, third quarter. It's 36-34. Franklin ahead by two. Franklin the seventh seed, Delhi the second seed. Winner will get three seeds, Stanford, who won in double overtime tonight over deposit. Delhi, ball down low for Nate Kraft. He brought it down into the land of the guards there, and Joe Cerro for Franklin was able to strip it. And up to the floor, on the right side goes Turner Thies. As we come up on 2 minutes to go, third quarter, it's 36-34. Cerro, left side, finds Turner Thies outside the three-point line. Thies tried a little crossover. Gioppi got a piece of it. Ball out of bounds. Both teams were tied up. I believe they're going to say it's going to stay with Franklin as Gioppi was the last to touch it. That's the hustle you love to see by both sides. Both guys diving headfirst out of bounds into the bleachers. 1:54 to go in this third quarter. It's 36-34. Franklin with a two-point lead. Trying to get the ball into Beers, but Brewster was there and just got his fingertips on it and tipped it out. So still a two-point lead here for Franklin. And Turner Thies will get it in and finds Max Carey at the high post with 10 on the shot clock for Carson Dutcher. No good. Rebound for Kraft. And an outlet pass. Kraft got it ahead for Max Hulbert, who wasn't expecting it, but somehow kept it in bounds. Great play for the Bulldogs. Here's Gioppi with 1:40 to go, third quarter. And a kick is called here on Franklin's Max Carey at the top of the 2-3 zone. Shot clock at 25. And Franklin a two-point lead on the road here at Delaware Academy tonight in front of a packed house. They get it into Gioppi. Baseline drive. No good. He missed it and Beers the rebound. Boy, Gioppi did everything great on that play except finish. Up the floor for Turner Thies as Franklin goes right to left. Thies guarded by Gioppi. Gets it out for Max Carey. Pump fake on the three. Bounce pass across to the top of the zone for Carson Dutcher, and he'll travel. And the ball right back to Delhi. So a bit of a stalemate right now. Darryl Beers is going to go to the bench. Cerro will come out. Dutcher will come out. Tyler Gregory in, as well as Colin Campbell with 1:20 to go. Just trying to give some of those starters a little extra rest before the start of the fourth quarter, because it will be World War III as we start the fourth quarter. Still 1:15 to go here in the third. Franklin leading by two, 36-34. Brannigan directing traffic for Delhi. Into the corner for Brewster for three. Dang, he got it. From downtown, Brewster's got 16. And he is a very streaky shooter, but he's on tonight. And he gives Delhi a 37-36 lead. Excuse me. Into the corner. Now for Beers down low, and he puts it in. Beers has got 13, and he just had a cut right there, and he put it home. It's 38-37. Franklin back on top. 40 seconds to go in the third. Here is Nate Kraft, left side, down low, goes right at Beers, can't get it to go. Ball tipped out of bounds. Zebra crew, who they're going to stay? It's going to stay with Delhi. Hard to tell as both sides were scrapping, trying to find it out of bounds. So 34 seconds to go, third quarter. It's Franklin 38 and Delhi 37. Delhi gets it into Brannigan. He takes it into the land of the trees, up and in. Baby hook, and he got it to go. Ben Brannigan, actually his first points of the night. Delhi leads 39-38 with 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Franklin with the ball on the right wing, and Turner Thies. Thies gets it back for Colin Campbell. Now for Max Carey. Shot clock is off, gets it to Beers. He checks the game clock. 10 seconds left on the game clock. Throws up a three. It's short, no good. Rebound on the floor, and Delhi comes away. They'll get one last shot. 5 seconds left. Now for Hobert. Baseline drive, and he gets tied up. And let's see, it's going to be a foul down low. Let's see who they get it on for Franklin. And this one is going to be, I believe, on Max Carey. Yes, it is. So Max Carey will pick up his first. 2.5 seconds left. Delhi a one-point lead here in the third quarter. They get it in for Gioffi. Turnaround shot at the buzzer. Won't go, and that'll do it. A one-point game as we start the fourth quarter. It's Delhi 39 at Franklin 38. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter. And Delhi will have the ball in a 39-38 lead. This is going to be a heck of a finish here tonight, folks. Cannot wait. As Delhi has the ball again, going left to right. And into the corner for Gioffi, and his three ball in the left side corner, no good. Nate Kraft puts it up. He can't get it to go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for the rebound. The jump ball is going to give it back to Franklin. And so Franklin gets it back, and let's see if Delhi comes with some full court pressure. They will. They're just going to go full court man-to-man, it looks like. With, again, 7:38 to go, fourth quarter, and Delhi leading by one, 39-38. Thies brings it up the floor, top of the key, finding Joe Serro, right side for Max Carey. Carey outside the three-point line. Finding Joe Serro as they run the offense. Delhi still in that man-to-man. And now a steal by Nate Kraft. Down the floor he goes. Kraft gets it to go. Nate Kraft playing with three fouls. And now he's got 4 points. And Delhi takes a 41-38 lead. The big fella running the floor. Franklin with the ball going right to left. Outside the three-point line. Here is Thies. Gets it for Max Carey. Dribble drive into the paint. Goes up. Throws it up. Can't get it to go. Beers a rebound. He puts it up. Partially blocked, and a rebound this time for Delhi. And ahead they come for Gioffi down the right side. Gioffi dribble drive. Hanging in the air. Can't get it to go. Rebound though. Back out for Brewster. The deep three. Off the back rim. And Delhi another offensive rebound for Gioffi for three. Got it. Connor Gioffi's got 18. And Delhi is fired up. They have a 44-38 lead with 6:38 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout Franklin. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563 443-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back underway. Franklin with the ball. They trail 44-38, their biggest deficit of the game. And now a steal for Delhi. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Here's Gioffi off the glass and in. Gioffi has got 20. And Delhi leads 46-38. And up the floor, this is going to be a foul on Gioffi, who was draped all over Turner Thies. And so this is what I think Franklin weathered the storm with in the first quarter. But it has continued to work here tonight. Beers gets it down low. He's stripped, and Delhi back up the floor with Gioffi all the way, and he's fouled, this time by Max Carey. So it's 46-38. Delhi ahead with 6:13 left, and this has been a one- or two-point game the whole way. Franklin did have a lead at 1 point by 8, but Connor Gioffi has kind of put Delhi on his back here, and he has a chance at the line to maybe put Delhi up by 10 if he could make both. Gioffi to the line. First one rattles out. Still a lot of time left in this game. It's 46-38 with 6:13 to go, fourth quarter. Second one coming here for Gioffi. Gioffi at the line here for the Bulldogs, and it's short. Couldn't get it to go. Beers a rebound, and Franklin needs a little run, and they need it now. Up the floor, Beers, behind the back dribble, twice, gets to the paint, and gets it to go. Boy, it rolled halfway around the rim before going down, and it's 46-40 with 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Coming back down the floor, it looks like Beers and Kraft got tied up, as that has been a great matchup all night long, and those two big fellas just maybe having a few words as they bring it up the floor. So 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Back to a six-point game. Can Franklin get a couple of steals here on defense? Or can they limit Delhi on the boards? So it's 46-40. Four fouls in the second half on Franklin and three on Delhi, if you're keeping track at home. Delhi brings it up the floor, going left to right with Ben Brannigan. Give and go for Max Hulbert. Left side for Simons. Into the corner, back for Hulbert. Franklin still sitting in the 2-3. It's very, very active here as they look for steals with 5:40 to go. 6-point lead for Delhi, 46-40. Going left to right. Shot clock down to 10. Here's Brannigan. Checks the shot clock. Passes back for Hulbert. He needs a dribble drive. Finds Brewster, who throws it up. That's no good. Kraft the rebound. He can't get it to go, and Beers picks up the rebound. A pass ahead here for Turner Thies. Another big possession coming for the Purple Devils with 5:20 to go. Thies, dribble drive. Back out for Max Carey. Carey looking for options as he picked up his dribble. Now finds Joe Cerro. 20 on the shot clock. So we come up on 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Here is Turner Thies at the foul line. Gets into the paint. Back out for Dutcher. 10 on the shot clock. Beers has it. Picked up his dribble in a bad spot. Tries to go to Max Carey, and it's stolen away by Ben Brannigan. Delhi up the floor with a 6-point lead with 4:50 to go. Brewster in the corner for three. No, it rattled out halfway down, and Beers scoops up another rebound. Passes ahead for Turner Thies, who lost it, but then goes back for it. Gioffi's going to check back into the game as he got a quick breather from head coach Warren Kelly. Into the corner now for Carson Dutcher. Down low, back out for Carey. Pump fakes on a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Now back for Beers. Beers to the foul line. He's fouled, throws it up, and can't get the shot to go. But I believe he's going to head to the line. Let's see if they say he was in the act of shooting or not. And this one is going to be on Nate Kraft. It'll be Delhi's fourth in the second half, and I believe the fourth on Kraft. Timeout taken here by Delhi. We'll confirm on that foul with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's Delhi 46, Franklin 40. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Franklin gets the ball in out of the timeout. Here's Beers down low, up off the glass, and he's fouled. 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Good inbounds play. They tried the little alley-oop to Beers. He couldn't get it to go, but he was fouled. And Derek Beers will head to the line. 4:25 to go, fourth quarter. It's 46-40. Delhi ahead of Franklin. Beers to the line. First one is good. Beers has 16. Second one coming. It's a 46-41 game. Again, 4:25 to go, fourth quarter. Second one coming here for Beers. And it's good. So Beers has 17. That last foul was not on Nate Kraft. It was on Cody Brewster. So Kraft for Delhi still with three. Delhi with five team fouls. Franklin with four. It's 46-42. Delhi ahead by four as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Left side for Simons. Trying to go to Gioffi. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Beers. Ball will stay with Franklin. Excuse me, with Delhi. Kraft comes back in. Simons to the bench. So Warren Kelly trying to protect Nate Kraft as much as he can as he's got the three team fouls. 4:06 to go, fourth quarter, and this place is rocking tonight here at Delaware Academy. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowe here on CDO. We'll take you the rest of the way. Delhi gets it in as they go left to right. Here is Brannigan dribbling in front of his own bench, left wing side, bounce pass to the interior, right back out for Brannigan. Delhi looks content to run the offense here on this possession. Back out for Max Holmberg, and that three went sky high, but it was no good. And a rebound for Franklin, and they could cut it to a two, maybe a one-point game here even for the Purple Devils. They have struggled on offense in the fourth quarter, but can they get it going? Back out for Carson Dutcher. Still man-to-man for Delhi on defense. They go down low for Beers off the glass. It was blocked from behind. He gets it back, and he's fouled. Nice job by Nate Kraft on the initial shot to alter it, but Beers got his own rebound. In the second try, he was fouled. 3:34 to go in the fourth quarter, and this is perfect if you're Franklin. You're stopping the clock. You're at the line, and you're having opportunities to get points. First one is splashed and good for Beers. He has 18. Look at this matchup tonight, folks. Gioffi for Delhi with 20. Beers for Franklin with 18. It's been back and forth. Seesaw all night. Second one is good for Beers. He's got 19. That's a two-point game. It's 46-44. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Up the floor comes Brannigan with the ball. Gioffi sets a screen in the 2-3 zone for him. Brannigan really didn't use it. Reverses it far side for Holbert. Max Carey is out on him. They get it to the high post. Here's Kraft. Takes it down low. Can't get it to go up over Beers. And Beers wipes the glass with a Windex and a rebound for Franklin. 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. It's a two-point game. Franklin trying to tie it up. Maybe take the lead here as they go right to left. They have it left wing side for Turner Thies. Dribble drive. Pulls it back out. Trying to go to Beers. And they do. Beers, step back jumper, no good, rattled out, rebound loose on the floor, and it's saved by Brewster, but his foot was on the line. No, they'll actually say it was last touched by Franklin. I don't know how that could be possible, as Brewster was trying to save it. Nobody else was around him. Somehow Delhi gets the ball back here. Either way, 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's 46-44. Delhi trying to cushion this lead. The Mac versus the Tri-Valley tonight. Gioffi with the ball. Bounce pass for Brannigan. Every second crucial here for both teams as we come up on 2.5 to go. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Gioffi. Left side for Kraft. Down low, but he was stepping out of bounds as he got the ball, and it goes back to Franklin. Otherwise, he would have had a wide open layup, but he was coming from behind the glass, and he had his foot on the line. And so back to Franklin again. They trail 46-44. 2:25 to go. Turner Thies up the floor, finding Joe Cerro. Cerro has Max Holbert draped all over him. Franklin fans want a foul. They won't get it. Here's Thies to the left side. Baseline, had some room, didn't pull the trigger. Gets it back to Beers. Down low, makes it, and he's fouled. And Pierce has got 21, and he's going to go for the old-fashioned three-point play, and Franklin is back in this game. Delhi wants a timeout. And we are tied at 46. Pierce is going to go to the line when we come back. 2:10 to go. This place is rocking here at Delhi. 46 all. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. We are tied 46-46 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And out of the timeout, Derek Beers is going to go to the line to try to give Franklin the lead back. Unbelievable contest here tonight. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll get your brackets updated as well as talking about some of the Class C games going on as well. UV, Green, Sydney all playing tonight. I promise we'll get you those updates, but we got to finish this here. It's 46-46, 2:10 left. Beers at the line, and he makes it. Beers with 22, and it's 47-46. Franklin with the lead again. They were trailing 46-38 at one point. 2 minutes left. Delhi the 2 seed, Franklin the 7 seed. Left side for Holbert, outside the three-point line. Now to the high post for Brewster. Brewster finds some room, but he doesn't shoot it. Now they go down low for Holbert. There's a kick on the play as Beers got his shoe in the way. Minute 50 to go here in the fourth quarter. And it's Franklin 47. Delhi 46. Brewster gets it in, tries to go to Gioppi. A tip. Brannigan is there. He pulls up. Jumper is good. Ben Brannigan's got 4, and Delhi reclaims the lead, 48-47, with a minute 40 to go. Franklin with the ball going right to left. Delhi stays in the man-to-man. Left side for Joe Cerro. Cerro picks up his dribble, scoops one into the corner now for Max Carey. Carey in front of his own bench for Franklin. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Turner Thies. Dribble drive right side down low in the paint, off the glass. The kiss is good for Turner Thies. He's got 12. Timeout taken by Delhi. It's Franklin 49 and Delhi 48 with a minute 20 to go. We'll take a 30-second break here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 1 minute, 20 seconds left. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Let's set the scene. Franklin 49, Delhi 48 with a minute 20 to go. Delhi out of the timeout has the ball going left to right. They bring it up the floor with Connor Gioppi, the senior with his season and his career on the line. Right side for Max Holbert. Holbert outside the three-point line. Skips it across and the pass was too tall. Therefore, Ben Brannigan, it went sailing out of bounds. It goes back to Franklin with a minute and 8 seconds left. And Brewster and Gioppi are draped all over Beers. He gets the ball in somehow, and Beers will bring it up the floor. Beers to half court, floats one ahead for Max Carey. Carey a dribble drive, and he's fouled with 1 minute left. And Franklin a 49-48 lead. Franklin the 7 seed, Delhi the 2 seed. Here in the boys' Class D, Section 4, second round from Delaware Academy, live in Delhi. Max Carey to the line. That's the 8th foul as a team against Delhi. Carey to the line, and he can't get it to go. It hit the rim twice before it popped out. and Delhi brings it up the floor as Carey misses the front end of that 1-1. We're under a minute to go. 50 seconds left. Here is Gioppi, dribble drive. The pull-up is no good. The rebound for Turner Thies. Franklin has the ball, and they bring it up the floor with 45 seconds left. Here is Thies at half court. Dribbling, has it again at the top of the arch, finds Joe Cerro. 35 seconds left. Now for Max Carey. Carey with the ball. He was stripped, but gets it back. And now back to Turner Thies. 15 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. Franklin leads 49-48. Max Carey still with the ball. He lost it. It was popped out from behind. Ahead for Brannigan. Trying to take the lead, and he does. Brannigan puts it home. He's got six. 15 seconds left. It's Delhi 50 and Franklin 49. Now we're down to 10 seconds. They got to get the ball to Beers, but Franklin takes a timeout with 9 seconds left. So it's all going to come down to this, folks. 9.2 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. It's Delhi 50. Franklin 49. Let's take you back. Franklin was running down the clock there, and it looked like they were about to get a good shot, but Max Carey lost the ball. Then Brannigan went sprinting ahead. They fed it up over top of the defense, and Brannigan put it home on the breakaway layup. Beers couldn't get there in time for a shot block. So it's 50 to 49. The Delhi boys, the two seed, with a one-point lead, but Franklin has the ball. They're going to have it at half court on the left side as they are going it right to left. Going to be an incredible finish here. I mean, if you're Delhi, you've played man-to-man the whole game. You've pretty much double or triple-teamed Derek Beers. You know that's where Franklin's going to go. But I will say this. Franklin is not afraid to put the ball into the hands of a Turner Thies or a Max Carey or a Joe Cerro to try to take this final shot. Of course, you want to get it to Derek Beers. He's got the game-high 22 tonight. But he's probably going to have a lot of guys on him, that's for sure. So let's see. Both sides are on their feet. As it's all going to come down to this, folks. It is all going to come down to this. Turner Thies will inbound the ball. Beers is at the right low block. And he's got Brewster on him. Let's see if they can get the ball into him. And they do. He gets it at half court. And they're going to say he stepped in the back court with 7 seconds left. The official had the perfect view of it. And as Beers came back to get it, he slipped a little bit. And the ball was right at half court, and they're going to say he stepped on the line, and Delhi takes a timeout. So now Delhi is going to have the ball at half court with 7.2 seconds left, and they lead 50 to 49. Unbelievable. It was a well-designed play to get the ball into Beers. He caught it at the top of his jump, and as he came down, he had two players on him. And, I mean, literally the side of his shoe probably went across the line, but the officials were in the perfect spot to see it. You can't question them, as I thought that was a good call. I knew it was very close, but from my angle, I couldn't quite tell. But, wow, 7.2 seconds left. That turnover is going to give Delhi the ball back, and it's 50 to 49. Beers getting an explanation here from the official. And he said, yep, I know. What a game. 50 to 49. It's been back and forth. Both teams at one point were down 8 points apiece. They've battled back. And the winner is going to get the three seed, Stanford, who won in double overtime tonight against Deposit. This place is going crazy. If you're Franklin, do you foul right away? That's not going to do you much good because you only have four team fouls. They get the ball in, but it was knocked away by Carson Dutcher, but it will stay with Delhi. No time came off the clock. They tried to loft it over top of him, and Dutcher got a piece of it with his hand. And so Hulbert's going to try to get it in. Beers and Gioppi guarding one another. They have a friendly moment there as they line up. And Gioppi's going to get it in, but he's quickly fouled by Max Carey. The clock goes from 7.2 to 6.3. And that's going to be the fifth team foul on Franklin. So they're still two away from the 1-1. And they have to hope for a steal. They get it in again and another foul, this time by Max Carey. 5.4 seconds left. That's the sixth team foul. So one more is going to send Delhi to the line, but time is getting very, very close here. Delhi looking to get it in, and let's see. It's going to be a timeout on the floor. Is it going to be a foul? With 3.1 to go, they're going to say it was Beers fouling in the backcourt as Delhi looked to get it in. So this is going to send Connor Gioppi to the line. and they put some time back up on the clock. It was at 5.4. Now it's at 6.9. So Gioffi is going to go to the line. This is a 1-1. Warren Kelly is telling his guys to stay back on defense here. I guess if Gioffi misses the shot, they're going to just let Franklin rebound and have a chance. 6.2, if you get out quickly, you know, you can get a deep three from the looks. Gioffi, even if he makes both, Franklin would still have a chance to tie if they could get off a good shot. So Gioffi is at the line for the 1-1. So this could get frantic. Gioffi misses the first one. Beers gets the rebound. 5 seconds left. He gets to half court. Beers stops, tries a three. It's no good. And Delhi is going to win 50-49. Delhi survives to advance, and the student section storms the court. Delhi wins 50-49. Franklin got it up the floor. Beers had a decent look, but Delhi was right there. And he had a hand in his face, and he just didn't get the arc on it that he wanted, and it just came up short, grazing the front of the rim. Post-game show coming up. It's Delhi defeating Franklin 50-49. What a game here, folks. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's time for the post-game show here on CDO. Whale of a ball game tonight, 50-49, the final score. The Delhi boys, the 2 seed, hanging on against 7th-seeded Franklin. And so that is going to set up the Delhi boys in the semifinals. The 2 seed going up against 3 seed Stanford. And it's going to be 1-4 as South Courtright advance tonight. They're the top seed. I've also heard that Lauren's boys have defeated Edmiston. Lauren's boys are the 4 seed. So that sets up 2 great games. Courtright against Lauren's and Stanford against Delhi. Over in the Class C bracket here tonight, the Sydney boys falling at Trumansburg 71-44. And so Trumansburg will advance in the Class C bracket. The MAC champions, the Green Trojans, have advanced as they won 42-39 against Watkins Glen. They're going to have to go on the road to Moravia, who defeated Unadilla Valley tonight 73-45. Moravia, a very good team. I guess they shot lights out from downtown. So Unadilla Valley and Sydney, their seasons end tonight. And a great contest here tonight between Delhi and Franklin. Let's do our scoring summary first for Franklin. 22 points, a game high from Derek Beers, 12 from Turner Thies, 7 from Max Carey, 6 from Joe Serro, 2 from Carson Dutcher. On the other side for Delhi, a team high 20 from Connor Gioffi, 16 from Cody Brewster, 6 from Ben Brannigan, 4 apiece from Max Holbert and Nate Kraft. Let's get into our 3 awards here tonight, folks, brought to you by NBT Bank, Echo Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. First off, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'll give it tonight to Derek Beers from Franklin, 22 points. Put his team on his back, got him back in this contest when they were trailing in the fourth quarter. And an end of a great career for Derek Beers here tonight. He took the final shot. It just came up a little short. Great contest here tonight. Next is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Want to give this one tonight to Ben Brannigan for a couple of reasons from Delhi. He had 6 points, including a jumper in the paint, which was absolutely phenomenal to give Delhi the final lead. He also played great defense on some of the Franklin guards, and I thought caused a lot of steals and just did a lot of great work. So Ben Brannigan is our Delhi Bulldogs NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Connor Gioffi from Delhi, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, but after that, just, again, put his team on his back when they were trailing by 8 early in the game and came back, and he just hit clutch shot after clutch shot. It was a little bit of foul trouble, but he weathered the storm, got through it. Great job tonight by Connor Gioffi. Is again, our final 50-49. You couldn't ask for a better sectional basketball game here, folks. This is what it's all about, close contests like this. It's sad to see one team lose and have a career end for some of these seniors, but boy, the semifinals next week at SUCO are going to be fantastic in the Class D bracket. South Courtright plays Lawrence, and Stanford will play Delhi. 1 through 4 making it through the bracket in the boys' Class D. Well, make sure you stay tuned tomorrow on Twitter. We're going to have lots of updates from the Class C and Class D girls' games and see who makes it through to the semifinals for those two brackets. It's going to be a ton of fun. Again, our final score here tonight, the Delhi boys hanging on to defeat Franklin 50-49 in a heck of a ball game. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. You want to go back and listen to this game anytime, you can for free at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Again, the final score, 2-seed Delhi boys defeating 7-seeded Franklin 50-49. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lull from WCDO Sports.